FedEx, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. I saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burnt down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bed-Ax, the Power Agency in Kaysville, Caulfield Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne, Bailey Insurance in Pigeon, the Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach, Halber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope, and Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
WLEW Sports, as we're about 5.5 minutes away from tipping off in Marlette, Michigan. Both teams on the court as we have our courtside seats here being presented by Thumb Sailor, the Thumb Sailor courtside seats, of course, with their iPhone 5S and 5C. And what's turning out to be an absolutely magnificent game, plenty of media on hand here. Also, our station in Sandusky, 92.1, is also broadcasting this game just to the left. Some absolute legends broadcasting to the left of us here tonight, John.
I'll tell you what, this is just, you know, it's electric. This is what you hope for in a high school game. This gym right now is like, it's just glowing with all the excitement that's going on right now.
It's now time for the Clark Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance Claim of the Game, where we basically pit each other against each other to find out, make a fool of ourselves, I should guess we could call it. As our predictions for tonight's game, John Mooney, why don't you head it off tonight? What is your prediction? Not who you're rooting for. What is your prediction?
My prediction is that, like I said, the team that makes the fewest mistakes is the team that's going to win tonight. And I do believe that this is going to be a higher scoring affair. I can't imagine the Red Raiders shooting as poorly as they did up in Harbor Beach, but that was on the road. And so it's indicative of, you know, what happened. I think they're going to up the ante a little bit, the Red Raiders will, but I don't think they're going to escape with a victory here at home. I think that Harbor Beach is going to put a loss in their column, the first one of the season, and I think they're going to do it by 2. Harbor Beach 62, Marlette 60.
Now, Ryan Brown, actually, even though with your proxy vote last week, you actually had the prediction most correct is USA Cass City. Can you hold it up, go 2 for 2 for tonight?
Oh, absolutely. And this time I'm here to see it, so I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
You're here to gloat. That's what it is.
I'm here to gloat. Thank you. Thank you. But what's going to happen, I believe, is Harbor Beach is going to have to come out and really lock down on Marlette defensively. I think Harbor Beach will still get their buckets, and I think Marlette will also, but Harbor Beach's defense is going to prove the factor here tonight, and I have them winning 58-52.
Oh, boy,
to 52.
Wow. Just had to throw it in there, didn't you?
Yeah, sorry about that.
So 58-52 for Ryan Brown. So just to reiterate things here, we have John Mooney's prediction of 62-60, Harbor Beach. Ryan Brown, 58-52. And I, Clark Ramsey, am saying Harbor Beach is going to actually slow down the scoring tonight. If Harbor Beach is going to beat Marlette tonight, they need to slow down the scoring to Brad Shaw. In doing so, it's going to be Harbor Beach 54, Marlette 48.
That works if you have a lead.
Yes. Yes, it does. Las Vegas, though, has Marlette favored by 5.5 points on tonight's game. John Winnie, any thoughts here before we start here in 2.5 minutes?
Get inside the mind of the players right now. You know, they're just going through their warm-ups. We have another 2.5 minutes of warm-up yet to go. But, you know, they're just ice right now. There's a little bit of butterflies, but that makes you play better. All that's going to escape in the first minute of play. The first 3 minutes of the ball game is going to be pretty important as far as dictating tempo. I can't wait for it to start.
And John Mooney? Thank you for that, as he's just antsy over there. Ryan Brown, any last thoughts here before we start this one?
I was looking at the faces on our left. They look awful confident. They're at home. They haven't lost a home, so they have a reason to be confident. Howard Beach, on the other hand, looking to play spoiler, they too look just as energized as Marlette. A little bit more relaxed. This is kind of their MO. It should be a great game against two great teams.
I can't agree more. I've been looking forward to this one. We had actually missed the last matchup in Harbor Beach. Therefore, we're covering this one tonight as we're 90 seconds away from starting. Because, actually, I was out of town and we had missed it. John Mooney, you were at that game in Harbor Beach.
Yes.
Take us through that.
Well, you know, the one thing that really caught my eye was Brad Shaw, obviously. But how well he goes to the hoop, how well he takes it to the hoop. And, you know, my mantra is always the team that winds up controlling the paint is the team that wins. And he's got himself a nice little move that just gets him a little daylight, and then he two-foot jump stops, and he elevates that 6'5" frame of his. And I don't see anyone that can stop that. You know, that's the first thing that I noticed about him. But in order for them to be a little more successful tonight, I would imagine that he's going to have to involve more players than just himself. If I recall correctly, he did have 27 points in the earlier matchup. And let's see, Austin Redman had 5. Ian Reagan had 2. Dakota Hall had 2. Connor Thomas had 2. Hunter McGinnis had 2. And Matt Klein had 5. So everyone else is going to have to step it up in order to be successful against the Pirates tonight.
Both teams starting to slow things down here as they're getting ready for the national anthem. The Marlette dance team is on hand, as well as a packed gymnasium on both sides. And we are in the front right corner here. This is actually the first chance I've been able to see Harbor Beach's new jerseys. Black jerseys with black on black. Black numbering with silverish white outlines of the Harbor Beach. New look. New look.
New look. Could be harder to see the numbers
John,
by their outline.
What do you like better? Do you like the three-point line or those jerseys better? I know you're a traditionalist.
You're making a tough case there.
It's time to take one more quick break on the WLIV Sports Network. When we return, we will have the game ahead of us. It's bound to be a good one. You're tuned at WLEW.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick, here's Keith Barnett and Brandon Marley.
Hey, boss, it's going to be a great year. It's Graff's 100th year anniversary. How are we going to kick it off?
We have the largest selection of trucks in the thumb. Let's have a truck sale.
And we have the best prices, too. In fact, the deals have just gotten better with President's Day savings.
Got a lot of trucks.
We got a lot of trucks.
We're the premier truck dealer of the thumb. The best prices, the best selection, and the best trucks. Chevy trucks. It's no wonder we sell more trucks than anyone else in the thumb.
Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 and Sandusky.
We want to be your dealer.
Ball, right? All right, let's go through your starting lineups here on the WLIW Sports Network with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Ryan Brown with your call tonight. For the Marlette Red Raiders, number 0, Andrew Storm, the 6'2" sophomore. Number 5, the 6'5" senior in Brad Schaub. Number 11, 6'3" senior for Ian Regan. Number 22, 6'1" junior Connor Thomas. And number 55, a 6' senior in Matt Klein. Marlette is coached by Chris Storm. John Mooney, why don't you take us through the Harbor Beach starting lineup?
Yes, we have a little bit of a change, and I can see a little reason why was we have number 23, Austin Saltz, is going to be starting for the first time tonight. Austin's been doing a really nice job in the last few games of becoming another threat on the floor. We also have number 10, Josh Schalke, and we also have number 35, Colin Cook.